Jeff Foxworthy, our good buddy, has a new show coming to the A&E Network. It's called What It's Worth. Foxworthy and a team of experts may visit your state, town, or even someone you know to help people determine if they are sitting on a gold mine or if they're just holding on to items for sentimental value. You know what this is? This is Redneck Antique Roadshow. Howdy, y'all! Welcome to the all-new Redneck Antique Roadshow, where we travel all across America to see that piece of junk sitting on your porch. Is it a treasure or trash? I'm your host, Fox Jeff Worthy. Now, let's catch up with our antiques expert, Nigel. In today's town, the beautiful Ada, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yes, and what can you tell me about your item today? This is lovely. This is lovely.
Well, it's a lamp.
Oh, yes, I see. But tell me about this lamp's history.
Well, it's just been sitting in the house. It was in the bedroom. Before that, it was in my son's bedroom. No, but it was in the kitchen. I used it in my workshop for a bit, but before that, it was in my mama's house.
Lovely. All right, fascinating. Let's take a look at it. Yes, you see here, these are clear markings that indicate its maker. See? G.E. Quite exciting. Yes, very
exciting.
G.E. General Electrics, as we know it in the business.
Yeah,
well-known maker of electronics since the early turn of the century. I would date this, circa mid-1980s, perhaps.
Yeah, it says made in China, 1988 right there.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, might I ask you, what did you pay for this?
I think Daddy bought it at Kmart. The box says $9.99.
Yes, and I would value this item anywhere between one and six dollars.
Oh!
Woo-hee-woo! Old Dale got himself a prize, and it even came with a bulb on it. Well, here's our next one, bringing up some, racing memorabilia.
Oh, hi. I'm Dale. And this is my tire.
Oh, yes, I see.
Came off the number 3 Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet Goodwrench from his 93 win in Rockingham.
And here, clearly, on the top, you see Good Year. Of course, Dale Earnhardt, a very, very popular auto car driver.
Drives NASCAR, and Dale was my hero.
Yes. Now, what did you purchase, do you mind, for this wheel?
I do mind. You asking about my finances?
Okay. Well, I would value this item.
It's priceless.
Yes, I'm sure.
Ain't for sale either.
When, woo! If you just got burned like a set of winged eagles on a Bristol Motor Speedway straightaway, you just might be a stodgy British antique expert.
There you go.
Who's next?
I'm Dale.
I'm sorry, you're also Dale?
Yep.
And what have you brought? Wait a minute, isn't this the lamp from before?
Yep, my brother Dale brought it up to up here before. My daddy got it at Kmart.
Yes, but...
You want it? He says you were the one that was bringing up the money. About $12. It's yours right now.
But it's worth half of that at best.
Yeah, but you got to factor in. That was a while ago when you said that. And appreciation. Got to factor that in. Plus, this lamp's going to be on TV.
That's true.
He got you there. Well, tune in next week when we head to Mineral Wells to check out some $4 fishing lures.
All right.
Because if you have more junk in your house than a holiday marathon edition of Hoarders, you might be on the all-new Redneck Antique Roadshow.
I can't wait to watch that. How about that, huh?
The following was a PBS production.
Deep in the heart of your morning in Texas, KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5, Hank FM.